Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. Tonight is January 6th. Happy New Year, everybody! Welcome to 2017. And it has come in with a blast. It is so cold here, but I'm hoping our guest tonight will blow in some nice warm weather because she is vacationing in sunny and I hope warm Mexico. Cancun, you said? Sasha?
Yes, beautiful Cancun. It's warm and humid here. It's very...
Oh, wonderful. Please, please send some warmth. It is so cold here today.
I wish I could send my warm wishes and blessings, but the weather I cannot control yet.
Okay. All right. I'm just imagining. I've got a big fire built in the fireplace.
Very good. Very cozy.
Yes. I'll just envision. Mm-hmm. I'm just envisioning. I'm just imagining the warmth. I love warmth. I don't do well in cold, and it is really, really, you know, I know it's colder in other places, and I'm a wimp when it comes to cold. I admit it. I don't have a problem with that. I'm a wimp. Okay. But that's just the way it is. I'm not made for this anymore. So anyway, okay. So January 6th. Yeah, it's cold here. Anyway, it's winter. Yeah, it's winter. And I know that's the way it is in January in the middle of where it is we are. This is where we are in Arkansas. So, we have, next, not this weekend, but next weekend, we have a level 2 class coming up for QHHT, and we'll be doing for the first time ever an experiment. Very exciting. Be doing some live streaming of the class. So excited to try that. So that way, we're kind of breaking the barriers down to allow people to come to the class who may not be able to ordinarily from other countries, just anywhere really, to be able to attend. So very excited. So if you're thinking about doing that, or if you hadn't heard about that, that's what we're doing. So if you want to take the level 2 class, then come on. What were you saying, Sasha?
I'm saying that it's wonderful that you're making it possible to people who cannot attend physically to learn. Because this is what I'm so grateful for. I couldn't come physically to level 1. And then in 2014, you made it online class. And it was a blessing. And right now, when it's a live stream, it must be even more exciting.
Well, that's what we're hoping for. Because it's, you know, it's hard for me to get to all the places that people want me to be. And yeah, that's good. As you know, I mean, you're traveling, and I mean, traveling is not the easiest thing in the world to do, especially to get to all the places in the world, and it's draining on the body. It's hard. And so, and even when you try to get to all the places, then people can't all get to you. And people are always saying, well, can you come here? And can you come here? And can you come here? And it's the same situation that mom had, and we were trying to get to as many places as we could, but it's still such a challenge. You know, you can't get everywhere. And it's like, we try to get to popular places or like bigger cities or places where maybe then people can come to us, but it's still a challenge, you know, for people to always get there. And so we thought, well, maybe if we could do this, then, you know, you can attend the class in your home. And it was like, I mean, that was guided. I mean, that came as a vision. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is fantastic. So, if this works, it'll be wonderful. Cause we kept thinking, well, this has to be, cause this class, as you know, it's so intense. The one-on-one work that we do with everyone. Yeah. And so, we'll be doing that still. That's still going to be there, and it's very interactive and everything, and we will still be doing that. So that it's going to be a lot of fun, and because we're still going to have our breakout groups and everything, but we'll do that you know, all live. Well, this is the fun part for us to figure out how, you know, how we'll be doing it. So it's, yeah, that's why it's an experiment.
it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing because I can see how the community is growing. And among, I'm a hypnotherapist, certified hypnotherapist in conventional hypnotherapy, and I can see how many of my colleagues are turning into QHHT, and I see on their websites more and more they're doing QHHT too, whether, because it's spreading. It's such a true and such a beautiful technique and the connection that you just cannot find anything close to it. And believe me, I tried so many different modalities before I found that. It's very pure and it's very beautiful, very strong, very unique.
Yeah, yes, and thank you for saying that. Well, look, before we get too much into QHHT and what, you know, that, let's talk a little bit about your journey, because that's what I always like to see with everybody that has come here, is, you know, how you found your way. What, you know, what brought you here and everything is your stories are always so amazing. And that's what I love to hear is like, you know, all the varied journeys to QHHT, because it's like, you know, it's wonderful to hear how people got here and everything. And I guess, you know, let's really officially introduce you. I just kind of just started calling you. but I'm just so excited about having you here. I'm calling you Sasha. Your official name is Alexandra. And Alexandra, I don't want to butcher your last name. How do you pronounce your last name, Alexandra?
Tarakanov.
See, I would not have said it that way.
Like a Russian name.
Karakanov. Is that what you said?
That's correct. Yes, that's correct. It's perfect.
Oh, because you said it first. That's why. I think I was going to say Karakanov. It wouldn't have had that beautiful, well, enunciation that you had in there. So anyway, but you go by Sasha.
Yes, I go by Sasha because this was the name that... was short. You know, when I was, I had an interesting journey, as you said, all QHHT practitioners have. And I lived for my first 15 years in Soviet Union. Most of the people don't know that this country was existing long ago, like 25 years ago it was ended almost. So 15 years, it was like a communist country, you might say, very with a total totalitarian regime. And then my family immigrated to Israel, and I lived another 15 years in another interesting place, very unique too, with the culture and with the politics and with, you know, the situation there. And the next 12 years, I here in the United States, and during my first 15 years, as you can assume, there was nothing spiritual because the country was non-religion and non-spiritual. Everyone was there the same. And the next one was over religion because it's Israel and Jewish people, they do enjoy and love their tradition. And then I moved here and nothing predict anything spiritual in my life until my kids, when they were very young, like 1 and 3 years old, they got sick with a lot of allergies, food allergies. And all the conventional medicine was giving them was very strong pharmaceutic things that I believe that they're not good for them. And this is when I did my, created this change, because as a mom, I was ready for everything for my kids, even to change my belief system completely. And this is what I did. I turned into Reiki, because it was very easy for me. you know, Reiki is so accepting and so very easy technique. And it was terrifying for me to mm-hmm. have something spiritual, to talk to my guides. I was afraid in the first class when the Reiki master said, you know, at the last class, you're going to talk to your guides. They're already here waiting for you. And I was shivering. I was thinking, oh, my God, what if they don't want to talk to me? Who I am to talk to them, you see? And it all worked out wonderfully. And it worked. And my kids get very better, much better. And I decided now I want to find something else. I want to find something stronger. I believe there is more. There is more. And I start searching. And since I am an engineer in my profession, and since I am very analytical, I analyze everything. And I was very skeptical about everything. And I received an email from my Reiki master with a YouTube video of your mom and you in Russia with a terrible translation to Russian. I heard it, and I was fascinated. I thought, this is something I want to learn more about. And I came to my teacher, my master, Reiki master, said, you know, you sent me an amazing video. Tell me more about it. And she said, Sasha, I didn't send you anything. So I don't know how it got into my mailbox. And I said, you know, I'm curious to learn hypnosis. And she said, it's very dangerous. Hypnosis is very dangerous. It's very powerful. I recommend you not to go into this area at all. But I was so curious, nothing could stop me. And I said, I need to have QHHT session myself. And since I was so frightened, I told my husband, you know, I want to have a session, but you need to quit your job for this day. Please take a day off and stay with me. Because they can do anything with me. You know, those hypnotherapists, they do miracles with people, and I'm afraid. And he said, no way. You want to do it, you go yourself. So I went, and I had an amazing session. And I didn't have this long subconscious talking like my clients do. It was just a little glimpse for a few seconds of this energy of subconscious, and it was enough for me. And this moment and that moment, to be a true believer and to make a huge change in my life. So this is how I found QHHT. And after that, mm-hmm. I decided I want to do it too. This is what I want to do. But it's so big and it's so great and so complicated, probably. So I'm not ready to do level one class. I'm going to go and I'm going to learn to be hypnotherapist. And I went for 1 year program. Full-time program of hypnotherapy. And at the end of the program, I did a level one online. And I was sitting for 12 or 16 hours in front of my computer listening. And your mom, she put things so simply. You know, it's not, it's like you're talking to someone you know, you're listening to someone you really know, like a family member, and they just explain things the way they are, just the facts. And shortly after I finished listening to it, I was in my kitchen doing something, some chores, and I stopped for a moment because I felt her presence, and for me it was very unusual. I felt her presence, and it was very pleasant feeling. And nothing was told. It just was establishing connection. Like she is saying, I'm here. And I understood that she is visiting all her practitioners. And then later I learned that she just passed. So I started to practicing. I was nothing could stop me. The moment I decided that I want to learn it, and I want to know it, and I want to do it. And the first, I started to look for practitioners in my city to exchange session to practice. And the first lady I found was a traveling practitioner. And she said, you know, Sasha, I am on this address and you can come, we're going to do a session. I send this address to my friend, and I said, Michael, I'm going to be in this address for next 6 hours. Don't interrupt me. I'm going to be under hypnosis. And he called me immediately, Sasha, this is the most dangerous part of the city. Don't dare go there. But I went, and I said, you know what, I'm busy, I need to go. I went there, and it was one of the most amazing sessions that I had. And interesting thing is that I start speaking Hebrew at the end of the session, and the subconscious said in Hebrew, Ruach Chaim Kan, which means breath of life is here. And if you know that the breath of life is the, in Genesis, is the breath that God breathed into Adam nostrils after he created him to give him life. And it was such a beautiful explanation to me what is subconscious. So it was my, you know, after level one. Yeah, I must say that the most important experience for me as a QHHT student was a level two that I went with you, Julia, in
2015.
Okay. I did another one 2016 because I couldn't stop myself. But 2015 was the most miraculous one. And so many miracles happened during the class. The energy is amazing. I remember that all the doors, the electronic keys didn't work. And we were running to the reception all the time to reprogram them. And then Diane Morris said, just say, when the key doesn't work, you just hold it next to the door and you say, subconscious, recalibrate. And I said, okay, I will try. And it worked all the time.
I remember that. I do remember that.
Yes. And we did a session with amazing Pamela from France. I was a client, she was a practitioner, and nothing worked. Her recorder didn't work, my recorder didn't work. And she sent me an email, Sasha, is it possible? Nothing worked. You know, everything can happen in this work that we do. And she sent me an email back. And there's a strange signature. She signed it, lots of love to you, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. Pamela from France. And the next day I asked Pamela, are you yogi? Are you doing something to yogi? Why you have such a strange name? And she said, it's not me, it's not my name. Sure enough, I went to Google, and I Googled it right away. And it was the Transcendental Meditation founder. Isn't it amazing, Julie? Can you hear me? And Pamela said, Sasha, can you please send this email back to me before it disappears? Because I want to sell it. Was an amazing thing. Another amazing thing at this level two was that I really wanted to stay one more day for the reunion. But my little kid and my husband wanted me back home, and I knew that I have my ticket the next day after the class ends. And I come with all my luggage to the reception to check out. And they say, excuse me, madam, but you have another day. And I look at my ticket, and I see that I have another day staying there, and that my plane is today, tomorrow. So when you say that, when you see that things are not working or something happened that is strange, it's nothing strange for me anymore. The moment I connected to QHHT, everything is possible.
That's right. Strange is the new normal, isn't it?
It's a new normal. Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. I remember that this session with Pamela, I saw myself teaching QHHT, and it was before you introduced this, you know, a companion for the class. And I wanted to tell you, You remember that? And I was, and I'm quite a little bit a shy person, and I saw you every 2 minutes in different places until I came and I said, this is what I saw. If you ever need a teacher, mm-hmm. I would be ready. And you said, okay. Now, and after that, I didn't see you for the whole day. I kept bumping to you in all the rooms, in the lobby and in the dining room, everywhere, until I said it. So everything is normal for me now. Everything is normal.
Yeah.
Well, and then now, since then, we'll get into your sessions here in a minute. Since then, you came to a level 3 class this year, this summer.
Yeah.
And that was intense. You don't have to say too much about it if you don't want to, but that was a different experience, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was very different. And it was very strong. I believe that it's a must-have experience for every QATC practitioner because it's very dense and it's very strong. And it really helps to tune the skill. I was thinking that I doing a good job. I really did. But after seeing myself, yeah, I saw how much improvement can be made.
I like something that you said afterwards that was really interesting. You emailed me, I think about a couple of weeks ago, I think it was. And you said that I probably get lots of emails like this, but you were talking about how so much had changed with you personally, as well as your sessions. I mean, they all changed for everything, but you were talking about how much personal things had changed since the class, the level 3 class.
Yes, it definitely, things are changing, and I feel like I'm guided, like I'm having teachers next to me all the time. I know that for spiritual people, they can hear it. It's normal for them too. But I feel that I'm guided to places. I feel that I'm guided to things. And I feel the personal growth is very fast. And I'm enjoying it. I'm not afraid of it. Yeah, because as you see, I'm a very careful person coming from the engineering background. And I really enjoy the journey.
Mm. Well, you know, after I got your email, then I got another one from someone else almost saying the same thing.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, this is interesting because I hadn't gotten one before that, like that. And so that was very interesting. So I guess this is a new wave of acknowledgement.
It definitely is, and it's in all aspects of my life. It's in family life, it's my professional life. You know that I used to have a business in education, and I had like 100 students, art students, and I have a couple of teachers teaching with me in art school. I closed everything, and each time I closed a part of it, I gradually was closing it, I received a wonderful confirmation that I'm doing the right thing. And it really feels guided, like taking by the hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Because in conventional hypnotherapy, we have that mentoring program after a year of studying. And it's a physical mentor that mentors you. But here, it's not a physical mentor. But it's definitely mentoring.
It's very, very high mentoring, isn't it?
Yes,
very high guidance.
It is. And the connection to higher self is very clear and it's very easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so easy so that sometimes I think it's impossible. It's impossible.
Yeah.
I can just do, it's beautiful. And it's, I know that we did sessions. We always, if we have an opportunity, we do sessions. because we love it so much. So we did the sessions with another practitioner, amazing guy. And I can share it because I know that he shared it on the Facebook. Mm-hmm. It was a miraculous session. He saw himself as a Native American, and he really felt it. He felt the wind and the cloth at his body, how it's touching his body. It was a lot of details. And the main life, the main purpose of his life was to understand that to fight with a white man physically, violence is not the way. Mm-hmm. Because they really went into white man village and they killed everyone. And the next day, the whole tribe, his tribe was killed too. And he was looking up and said, violence is not the way. The next day, it's an Arkansas, you know, Erica Springs. We went into the historical area of the Native Americans. And he said, Sasha, please take a look. You see those cities? Those are the cities that I saw. In Canada, they have different cities with different designs. This is what I saw. Isn't it amazing?
I'm not hearing you.
Isn't it amazing that exactly he saw the life of Native Americans? He's a Canadian guy. He saw a life of Native Americans that understood that the fighting and the violence is not the way for peace. And this
absolutely.
Was the main idea. And it was in August. And we all know what happened lately with the pipeline, that the violence is not the way to achieve, or to, you know, a result. And it was a nice connection that he saw. He also reported that from the very young age, he saw that he had this anger inside, and it disappeared after the session, which I think is beautiful.
And then it's also applicable.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what's so amazing always about these sessions.
Yes, the sessions, they're not two sessions alike. They're all different. And it's rarely there is a session that is by the book. That's why this work is so beautiful, because I never know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
I never know who I will see, what would be their story. People are unique, and they are such a beautiful creator. They create life, and they create problems, and they create solutions. They create it all.
Mm-hmm.
The real artists of life.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
And I also like how subconscious gets creative too, because they usually, if the person is not ready to channel it or to speak directly, they will find the way to reach his goal, to reach the person's goal. And I was very, it was like a funny thing that one of my clients, she saw a book of your mom on my table in the office. One of the latest book, it was hidden knowledge, the search for hidden sacred knowledge. And she was very curious, and she wrote the name of the book on the paper that she had. And this paper also, she wrote all her questions for herself. And she saw something, of course. When she came home, she called me and she said, Sasha, I bought this book that was on the table. I opened it up and I read exactly part of my session. How could it be? And I said, you know, you write the name on your question, please. So this is what you saw, what you asked.
Okay. Yeah.
So the list of questions is very important. What we ask, this is what we get. And that's why that's it's so right. important not to ask them to add things or not to say, you know, probably this is what you need to add to your list because we're talking about it, or maybe what, you know, because people, they have their own pace to get to their knowledge, their own journey, and mm-hmm. appreciating their way.
Right.
But respecting their experience, it's very mm-hmm. important.
Yes, yes, absolutely. One thing, it's always one thing I love to talk about is in our healing. Any healings? Have you had anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
You know, healing comes in so many ways. I mean, actually everything is a healing, really, when you could say that. But let's say physical healing.
The physical healing, of course. I can tell only about people that I do see regularly after, because during the session, most likely, 90% the healing is given to people, or if it's a surrogate session to someone that they're doing healing for. But not always I'm able to see them in a year, in a half a year, and to really to see what's going on. Some people that I do see, it's amazing how healing works. Even mm-hmm. if I had a session with the person that subconscious didn't come, it was just a past life, but after the session, everything this person asked for happened. And he asked for emotional healing.
Yeah.
Because he asked to be more polite with his kids and to be better family, you know, better husband. And, mm-hmm. and it all happened almost instantly. What I like also about my clients, I keep their list of questions. And I always tell them, when you come in a year or 6 months, we're going to read it again. And when we do, 90% is not an issue anymore. And we say, I'm reading one by one. This is not an issue. This is not an issue. This is not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
The amazing things happened to right. me recently, to myself. It's not during this session that was done on me as a client, but I am receiving, all of us, QHST practitioners, we do receive healings during the session than we do to other people. Subconscious also works on us. And recently I had something, I had to do a small surgery with my teeth. And all the x-rays were showing that it's necessary for the few years, and I was hesitating. And the last x-ray that I did a few weeks ago showed nothing there, not a problem. Nothing needs to be done.
Yeah.
It's all healed. And I love it.
Yeah. You know, I was going to say, you know, like in your own life, you've seen how it's happening with you, you know, how your changes are coming. So you can imagine what it's like with your clients, you know, how the changes happen with them. So, and that's how it works. You know, and that's exactly how it works. And like there, you've got physical proof with x-rays. Oh my gosh. And that doesn't happen very often. You know, that's rare that you actually get that. So.
Yes, and I didn't say anything to my doctor. And I mm-hmm. went, okay, I was just very, and I accepted it without, you know, like, given thing.
Yeah.
It's normal.
Mm-hmm. And see, this is what people need to know. That is what is at the basis of it. You trust it and you believe it. And that's what supports it. And that's what makes it happen.
Yeah. That's correct. Because sometimes people receive healing, but they don't believe. I mm-hmm. had a client that received amazing healing for his eyesight. And mm-hmm. subconscious described all the details, what it does. inside the eye. And the moment I brought client up, he put his glasses back and he said, this was interesting. So the belief wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's important to have the belief.
Right.
The belief system, it's very interesting. I think that we are working on belief systems even more than on healing itself, because healing can be instantaneous so quickly. The belief is important.
And they've said, you know, it's like the healing, it is there. It's just whenever you, it's like the belief is what brings you. It's like it brings your frequency up to the healing. Because it's already done. They've always said it. It's done.
It's done.
It's done. It's already, it's there on this other frequency level.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you have to come to it.
Mm-hmm. To bring yourself up to this level of frequency. To get the healing. I was talking about belief system and I'm a mom, and I'm teaching my kids, and I remember I'm telling my son, you know, you need to brush your teeth.
Uh-huh.
It's very important. Those are your new teeth, grown-up teeth. If the last teeth you don't have, you need to take a good care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm stopping myself. Am I saying the truth? This is what I used to believe it, but I'm not believing in it anymore. Maybe something else is going to happen, like what happened to me with my feet. They healed even without, you know, doctors doing anything. So the belief system, how we teach kids, it's important to watch what they're saying. It's changing so rapidly.
Well, isn't it? I mean, they've been telling us this forever. You know, belief can move mountains, and it's the belief of I mean, they have these sayings from the Bible and everything. I mean, the belief of a mustard seed can move a mountain, or all the things like that. It's like that's what that means. You know, they're trying to. This is all you need. That's all it takes to create. And that's all this is. And that's when that higher self comes in and it's saying, okay, it's done. Now, then that's our part. This is, you know, that's the part the higher self has done it. And then now all we have to do is believe. That's our part. That's our homework that we have to do.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly that. To believe.
Mm-hmm. You know, because that's when they say, you know, people go, well, you know, it just didn't work. Well, you didn't do your homework.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, belief of a practitioner is important to keep our clients in the higher frequency in our mind. It's important. And I think, actually, right now I realize that this level 2 and level 3, great part of it is about raising the belief of practitioners, because if we believe, it's like an energy, it's contagious. We make our clients believe too.
Yes, yes, exactly. Exactly.
It's about belief. And I had my personal journey with, I can share it because I'm very careful with sharing my clients' stories, because they sometimes they ask not to, and I need to remember to ask what. But I can share mine. And I had a journey with skin cancer on my back. And I did so many sessions, and I was asking to heal this problem, to heal it. But it wasn't healed because I didn't believe.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't believe, and my subconscious was very even rude, and I said, so. She said, she's stubborn. She doesn't believe. But I need proof. And And then I understood that there is another reason for me to have it.
I had to go to participate with a big clinic in Los Angeles with a very good doctor. He has a big influence, and he is teaching in UCLA. And he was working on my bed, and I had to share the time hypnotherapist and PhD practitioner and about the Lord's care. It was something that I had to share, and he was so curious. He was listening, and I believe he went to check it, that it's working, that it's something like a new medicine, like a new way to heal people, because people heal themselves all the time. They make themselves sick, so they can heal it too if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it's all healed. And I was doing some PhD work on myself, and I remember that I never saw anyone heal so quickly. And I said, this is what I can do. So sometimes there is more to the physical problem than just feeling there is a purpose, sometimes over the emotional problem that you hold. It's mm-hmm. also another purpose. I had a client recently that he had some problem with his left side of the body, and when we asked for healing, he said no, because he is a healer himself. He created this problem, he learned how to resolve it, so he can teach others after.
Yeah.
And so many times that is the answer. Haven't you found? You know, they've got to learn to heal themselves so they know how to help others to do it as well.
Yes, this is his journey. Mm-hmm. He's a big healer. He has a big influence. Mm-hmm. He's learning now, but he's on his journey. And this is mm-hmm. part of his journey. He needs it.
Yeah.
And an amazing thing that when he heard it, he was very happy. Because then he see the meaning.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was maybe part of the healing itself.
Wow, that's
people
so
are very complicated.
Well, it is and it isn't. It's simplistically complicated, maybe, or complicatedly simple.
You know, I was talking to my son recently. He is 7 years old, and he also said, "Mom, what are you doing at work?" And I said, I'm helping people to be a better version of themselves. And she said, how does it work? And I said, you see, it's like a computer program. Then you have a text, and it's something that you don't like in the text, in the story. You can talk to the editor, and then you change something, maybe put this instead of that, you change this word, you change those sentences. This is what I do as a conventional hypnotherapist. But sometimes I do another work that I enjoy very much, and it's a QHHT technique. And he said, what are you doing then? I said, then I talk to the author. So it's not the editor of the text, it's the author that created the text. And then I can ask him, why did you write that? And why did you decide to write that? This is the higher self, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, before we run out of time, I want you to tell people how they can find you, Sasha, how they can get a hold of you if they want to. Okay.
Thank you. Even though I'm in Cancun right now, I practice in Los Angeles, and I have a website, alexandrasaracano.com. There is all the information there, and also, of course, on the QHHT official, there is my name and my phone number in the list of practitioners, QHHT practitioners in the world.
Yeah, and we have, and also, I just posted your article that you did today on our website. It just went out just a little bit ago, so... And that was a very nice article you did.
Thank you. I write a little bit more clear than I speak because, you know, English is not my first language. But I was told that for hypnotherapists, it's a big, it's a good thing because to get people into trance, sometimes we need to confuse them. So my accent is confusing them.
Well,
I hope it is.
People need to get to know you. I mean, they can probably sense this on, you know, from your voice here, that you are totally from the heart and you are just such a sweet, sweet soul.
Oh, and thank you very much. Thank you.
And that's why I wanted to have you on the show, because I absolutely love you and I just wanted everybody to get to know you.
thank you very much. I appreciate it very much. I hope they can hear me too, because in the beginning, I hope you didn't. Yeah, but it's just technology.
Oh, yeah, it will be fine. It will be fine. So, anyway, so if you would, would you like to? Just we have like 1 minute. If you'd like to have like one final message, as we always ask the SC for a final message. Do you have a final message for our audience?
Yes, I do. I believe we all, you know, everyone has better an idea about themselves, how they can be a better version of themselves. And it's very, very possible. It's very, very possible. And it's so close. It's like immediately possible. Just to believe. Just to believe.
Oh, that's a beautiful, beautiful message. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Sasha, for being with us. And
thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. It's been my honor to have you here. And again, thank you. And I want to thank everyone for being here with us tonight. And again, Happy New Year. And until next week, good night, everyone. We love you.